So YFM is back again. Yeah, it's been a few months. How's everybody doing out there? Hope y'all good and blessed up. Big homie Wayne, how you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I can't complain at all. I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. Yeah, it has been a couple months. It's good to really be back. And just to, if I could throw this in real quick, man, please follow us at YFM Sports on YouTube, YFMSports.com. We are on Etsy. Buy some shirts. If you look at Fearless right behind him, there's a Shooter McGavin shirt. We have Candyman shirts, Jason shirts for Halloween, and we have some brand new shirts coming out soon for Christmas. Y'all, please stay posted, and soon enough, we'll drop some new merch, and I hope you guys enjoy that. But I've been doing pretty good, though, and it's good to be back, and it's good to talk about more messiness, because if it's one thing that hasn't stopped in these past couple months, it's the mess.
Yep. So let's get right into it, man. Can you introduce the topic before I start playing the video?
All right. So, yes, sir. Basketballer, ex-NBA basketballer Joe Smith. He just found out recently that his wife, by the name of Keisha Chavis, that's her first name, that's her real name. She created a OnlyFans account without him knowing. And for some god-awful reason, she decided to record his reaction when she shows him her OnlyFans account that he didn't know about.
Stupid, yo. I can't believe I'm sitting here just finding out you got OnlyFans. Out of all these years, yo, the disrespect that comes with it, that you couldn't even talk to me before you did it, that's bullshit, yo. That's fucked up, Keith. I'm telling you, yo, that's fucked up.
Wait, no. Calm, but you're not gonna say fuck me or that's fucked up. It's not fucked up.
You're recording me? What the fuck you doing?
Listen, it's not fucked up. And we're going to, okay, look, so I have an OnlyFans page and he's mad because he's just now finding out about it.
Of course I'm mad I'm just finding out about it.
I'm not doing it with anybody but myself, so why should I have to tell you? My choice, my body. My body, my fucking choice.
To come to me and talk to
Joe, I've been talking to you about mad things. I've been asking for solutions to shit. You're not giving me none, so I created one.
That's no solution. Not in my book. That's
You knew who the fuck I was when you met me.
Before, I knew that.
I thought that I would never have to go back to anything like this again. But unfortunately, that's not the case right now.
After that, everything's supposed to change.
Everything did change.
No. Obviously, everything, it hasn't.
No, it had to. I had obviously to do something. It hasn't.
You stood out there showing your body. You stood out there doing stuff like this on camera.
You act like that's the only thing that I do. I have mad jobs, but they're not facilitating everything that needs to be done. So I got something extra. OnlyFans be breaking me off. What the fuck?
Come on, Keisha. It don't matter what they breaking you off. It's the disrespect that comes with it.
What disrespect?
You couldn't come and talk to me about it.
Okay, well, we're talking about it now.
Because I had to find out on the fly.
With the phone in your hand.
Okay, wait.
I had to find out on the fly.
Yo.
So now you know.
Yeah. So, well, you know what? Good. What is your thoughts?
Good. Okay. I wish I didn't see like that whole video. I wish you had to show me that because that just pissed me off even more. That made me even more mad. How disrespectful is she, bro? Are you kidding me? What is she to talk about? When he said before, that's exactly what we were talking about earlier. I'm like, he's absolutely right. You did that before. You're not doing that anymore right now. And since you're my wife, I don't want you to do that. Okay. And she knew he didn't want him to do that. He knew that he didn't want her to do that, excuse me, because, you know, she hid it from him. She hid it from him, and she, you know, she was like, oh, and then and she did that whole double down thing again. It's like when you get caught up in something, you're like, oh, well, I did it. Like, you put all your little eggs in this anger basket over here rather than listening to the guy who loves you and dedicated his life to you. And that's happening so much more often nowadays, where women just do not care about the man they're with them, or they'll make them look like punks, or they'll make them just be like, oh, well, I don't care. And then on top of it, can we talk about this shit? Why are you constantly talking to a phone? Do y'all know now how fucking stupid you look when you're talking to a phone? I don't care if everybody else does it. I don't care if you're taking a selfie. I don't care if you're about to post something. You're in the room by yourself talking to nothing that's going to talk back to you. You look like a fucking idiot. So now she's walking around arguing with this man, okay? He spent his whole life in the NBA making all these millies and all this money for himself and his family. And she has a phone in her hand recording everything. That's triple disrespect right there. That's even more disrespect on top of the disrespect. It's wrong as hell, man. Okay, she's absolutely disgusting of a person to be doing this. It doesn't matter what she did before. Okay, what she did before was in the past. He forgave that. She was cool. They got married and whatever. They have it. And then you just go to do it. And not, and if it's a financial issue, if she got a mad job like you say she does, like you say she does, then you sit down and you talk to your husband. You sit down and you talk to your man like, yo, we're not making ends meet. Like, what do we do? What do we He could have said, like, what do you feel like about our OnlyFans? Maybe he wanted it to be his idea. I don't know. But the fact is you did it without asking. And that shows that you don't care. That shows the type of person she is. That shows the type of woman she is, right? For this man right here, this he's like 47, 48 years old. Okay, grown-ass man. Right, had his life in order, had his life in shape. She comes along and just disrespects everything that he's worked hard for and everything that he solidified for himself because she wants to show off her body because that's what she used to do. It's absolutely sick. It's absolutely disgusting. I'm getting tired of people's significant others disrespecting them like this. This is look, I'm just getting really, really annoyed with how some women are acting. And how some people think that it's okay for her to act this way and for him to just be like, oh, you know, yeah, okay, no. After that last okay that he said, she should have been out the door, straight up. That's how I feel, man. How do you feel about it, Fearless? What do you think, man?
I think it's real messed up that, like, he didn't just say, yo, we're getting divorced after this. I know
straight up
what she did previously, and Wayne, you can probably shed some more light on her past. But this was in the 90s. And if you're going to do something like OnlyFans, you do need to talk to your significant other about that. That Absolutely. Shit should not be a surprise, because then that means that you're trying to hide something. And I don't know what nobody be talking about, but OnlyFans leads to DMs on Instagram and Twitter, leads to hookups, leads to meetups, mm-hmm. leads to, oh, I mm-hmm. fucked the fan. It leads to other shit. It's not just like, oh, I'm just doing pictures of my feet. You think these motherfuckers gonna pay you and not want to meet you or want more? It's gonna lead right. to other things. Right. So it's not the fact that she's on there. It's the fact that she's on there, didn't tell her spouse, and it is porn. I'm guessing that, like she said, she's doing it to herself. So it's porn. And I know where she came from, her industry, and I know it's my body, my choice. But when you're in a committed relationship, you're supposed to have that conversation. I also got to say that they seem like they down bad, and that's real fucked up. And it's fucked up that she feels like this is the only thing that she can do. Talking about they breaking me off. Yeah, but his family, friends, other people can see this shit, bro.
Right.
And I don't know how he found out, but it's probably from like... He probably found out from like his cousin or his sister or his mom, somebody, dad, it could have been any kids. It could have been anybody that found that shit out. That's the reason why you talk about this. Like, yo, we got to be discreet. We got to do this. And you know that even playing the NBA, no matter how long ago it was, motherfuckers still know who the fuck he is. Certainly in that NBA bubble, because that shit is small as shit. Pro athlete bubble is real small. So I know somebody saw that shit and would talk to this nigga and that nigga, and then they come back to them like, yo, your wife on there getting it on. You know what that does for a man's morale? Like, what is it going to do for his morale? Like, what is that going to do for the way he thinks about himself? If he would have known that shit, they could have prepared better. Or he could have just said, I don't want you to do that shit. I'm not comfortable. And she has to respect that or leave him alone.
Right.
But the fact that she is so nonchalant about it, it makes me feel like this shit is promotion, bro. This is some bullshit.
This is
promo.
I said, my thing is, wait, you said promo. I was thinking, did they both do this on purpose for a promo for her?
Yes, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
They did do this together. Yeah, okay.
I think so. Yeah. I think this was in a collaboration to help her boost up her subscribership. They make a big controversy. We talking about it. Twitter's been talking about it for days. Instagram, TikTok. It's just everywhere. So you don't think that, let's just say 15% of the people that saw that shit went on OnlyFans and looked her up. We looked her up. You don't think some people gonna subscribe? She ain't a bad looking woman.
Found her pretty quick.
But you boom bow, like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So big homie.
So is it safe tell to me say about is it past. Safe to say that okay, I will. But is do you think it's safe to say that if he doesn't divorce her, then yeah, they did do this on purpose? This is kind of calculated.
No, I think that when you've been with somebody for a long time, the love is still there. Your life is so intertwined that, you know, yes. I don't know why everybody thinks divorce is so fucking easy. For one, it's expensive. It's a whole lot of shit going on. You got kids and family involved. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of other shit going on with it. So this might be a conversation. This might be therapy. This might be church. This might be whatever they need to do to get it worked out. Divorce is not just the final answer. Like, that's not what it's always about. So I'm hoping that they, you know, take this shit offline and go to counseling and really get some help. But if you got all of this, Wayne, plus you ain't got no money, it just makes everything worse, bro. Like, so this is 100 times worse. Cause like, damn, I'm so broke. My girl had to get on OnlyFans. That's some tough shit.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people, okay, two things with that. A lot of people either don't think that way or they change their mind into thinking that OnlyFans really isn't that bad. Cause on the flip, OnlyFans really isn't that bad. I'm being straight up honest. I don't know how OnlyFans work. I don't know if you have to subscribe to each person individually or if you could just subscribe to OnlyFans and just get like everybody's shit. You know what I mean? I don't know how it works really.
It's each person individually. Everybody had their own technically everybody had their own platform.
Yeah. And that shit is booming, right? Like people spending a lot of money on that, right?
I guess. So, I don't know. Like people be saying, supposedly Black China, she says she get 20 million a month or some shit or whatever, 2 million a month or whatever she said.
That. I can't believe that.
It was astronomical.
It's so hard to believe. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. But either way, it's becoming more common and it's becoming a fucking job. It really is. Like, I mean, it's a lazy man's porn star. Like, you don't have to go all the way out to California or anything like that in order to become a porn star and get selected in front of a group of people. You can do it on your own, charge you what you want, get what you want, maybe. So I don't know. I don't think people really think of it that way anymore. Of like, oh, this is so bad. I can't believe we had to resort to this. It's like, yo, it's about time we started doing this. That's what people think. They're not like, a lot of people aren't like you and I. If our one was on OnlyFans, we'd be like, yo, nah, bitch, you got to go. You got to get up out of here, man. I don't care how much I love you. You got to peace out. A lot of people aren't like that. A lot of people are like, yeah, go get it, honey. And then they'll quit their job tomorrow because they know she's going to make buku amounts of money. But if I may, I was going to, you had asked me before to talk about her past job, because in the video she had said, I was like this, you know, I was like this before, you know what I mean? I used to do this before. And, like when you heard that, you was like, well, let's Google and figure out what it was that she did before. You Google her real name and you'll get her secondary name. And it is Yasmin Pendavis, or Pendavis, if I'm spelling that correctly, and she is a porn star. So back in the 90s, Keisha Chavez was a porn star, and that's why she said, you knew what this was before you found out. You knew what this was before you hooked up with me. She used to be a porn star. That's how she got famous, and that's how, I mean, I guess that's how Joe Smith found out about her, right? So to you, Phyllis, does that matter to you, like her past jobs or past indiscretions? Do you think something like that would, like, is it one of those things where he should have been like, oh man, I should have known you resort back to this whenever times got rough, or I should have known that you still had this in you, or you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, like insert a whole bunch of things. Because another thing that we're not talking about, no, we don't think about in this situation is, you know, we're supposed to not really care about the past of a woman or a man for that fact. But we're not supposed to care about the past. We're supposed to let, you know, she used to sleep around. She used to sleep around in the past. We're supposed to be like, oh, okay, that was you then. Let's forget about that. You know what I mean? We're not supposed to slut shame or whatever it is you want to call it now, right? But how do you feel? Yeah, right. But how do you feel? Do you feel like this is something that Joe Smith should have known, should have watched out for, he shouldn't be surprised about? Or is it like, you know, once you're married and you're out of the game, like the past is the past, it's time to move forward?
I think your life decisions definitely matter. I don't know what the fuck. I mean, if you smash 1,500 dudes, you know what I'm saying? It is going to affect the way I move with you. you know, diseases, toxic boyfriends, people in the past. Everyone has a past, but when your past is that deep like hers is, you have to take that into consideration. I don't know why people think that you can just do whatever the fuck you want to do in your past and then you expect to get a basketball player. Nah, yeah. You should. It's going to be certain caps in your life. If I get a felony, I know that it's going to be only certain jobs I can get, only certain places I can get, only certain things that I can do. I might have to start my own business or I might have to work for a lower end job. I know that. I know it's going to be exponentially harder on me. That's the same thing with what you do. What you do with your body also matters. What you do in public also matters. And it should dictate who you fuck with. So that's on his ass. That's on him. That's on him.
Oh, like
he made the decision.
Come on, man.
Oh, so it's not on him? He didn't make the decision to get married to her?
Yeah, he made the decision to get married to her. But he didn't make the decision
to be a
porn star again.
Because, I didn't say
like
that.
Like I said before, man, you should be mature enough to forget about the past, but you should also be mature enough to leave your past in the past, and that's not what she's doing. I understand that. But, I mean, what is that for him to be, I guess, cautious of? Because, for one, you're a little older now. And if maybe they had the conversation, like, are you done porn starring? And she's like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's get together. Let's get married. Okay?
As soon as the money gets raw, though, she's not. She's going to revert back to what she is.
But you don't think about that when the times are rough.
But you should. You know? That's the thing. You don't think about it, but motherfuckers should think about it. That's the thing. People out here making dumb fucking decisions 24/7. They don't fucking think about nothing. They're just doing it because it feels good or it looks good or they think it's going to work out. You motherfuckers don't think about shit they do. They don't think about the consequences. Yeah. They don't think about the repercussions. And then they don't think about the fact that they got to take ownership of their fucking choices. And that's exactly what it is. Because it can hit you, it can bite you in the ass instantly, or it can bite you in the ass 35 years from now.
See, I think you're thinking of like in a different situation. If this were, I'm saying this ain't major, if this were a bigger singular situation with like just Joe Smith by himself and he made a bad decision that fucked him up. Then, yeah, then you could say that. Then you could say, like, yo, you made a bad decision to get to where you are, you know? But, like, when you marry somebody, you're putting your trust in this person. So it's that person's decision as well. It's like how they say in the Bible, you're like, once you get together, you're equally yoked. You become one. And so now that they're technically one, if she says that I'm going to stop doing something, like, that should be it. Like, she shouldn't have to ever revert back to that, whether you got $20 million or $20 in the account. You know what I mean? That means that that's maybe something that maybe she was thinking about the whole time. Maybe when she saw it, you know, said it to him that I would never do it again, she had her fingers crossed behind her back or some shit. I don't know. But either way, if you can't put more blame on him than her, or you can't blame him, you should blame her. You know, because as an adult, he put his trust into her, which is you're married to. You put your trust in your wife as well. You wouldn't want, you know, and God forbid if anything happened to y'all would, you wouldn't want to like your wife to revert back to something that you're like, hold on, wait a minute. No, you're not doing that. But also your wife will come to you. His wife didn't come to him.
That's a huge difference. You pick the people that you pick, your decision.
Right. Right.
So you picked the person that was willing to go ahead and show their body on camera. Your decision. So if someone reverts back to a mistake that they made previously, your decision. If you marry a person that's a drug addict and they relapse, that's your decision. The relapsing is their fault. You will have to deal with it as a cohesive unit. But the fact that you took someone's flaws on into your life and you added them to your yoke is still your decision. I will always hold people for the fucking choices that they make. Because that's what the key to life is your choices. It's your choices. Sorry, it's fucked up, but it's the truth. It's fucked up, but it's the truth. 99% of shit that happens to you in your life is your choices. Those anomalies are, you know, police shootings, cop shootings, motherfuckers blowing up your house. You ain't got nothing to do with it. Everybody can be a bystander. But that's some shit he chose. Did I say he chose wrong? No. But that is a choice he made and she reverted back. And it's fucked up. I'm on his side, though. I'm not saying that I feel sorry for him. If this is not a promo, this is one of the worst things I've seen of a black couple in a long time. It's very sad.
I don't know. Jada's pissed me off a little bit recently, too.
Jada, what's the dude, Blueface and his broad, you know, there's multiple levels of stupidism that's going on in our communities. And I know that I know that they, you know what I'm saying, was probably in the community. They probably in the church, bro. They probably did all types of charity events, all of that type of shit. Wayne probably coaches a sports, youth basketball team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this shit is just dirty money. It's dirty money. It's dirty, bro. I don't condemn anyone for having an OnlyFans. I don't. Do what the fuck you want to do. But I condemn this shit being in public and them not talking about it, because the OnlyFans is terrible for a married couple to have and they didn't talk about it. But what's more terrible is that this shit's on camera. And if it's real, it just shows you like the lack of respect in that household, bro. The lack of respect. And that's the worst. That's the worst thing.
Now, let me ask you this. In the video, she liked the she played the My Body, My Choice card. I feel like in this situation, that was a last resort, because for one, you can't really argue with that. You know, my body, my choice. You okay, you're absolutely right. And then number two. okay. All right. My body, my choice. How do you defend it? How do you argue that?
Your body, your choice.
My house.
You will be alone with your choice. Mm-hmm. No, you can be alone with your choice. You're right. Because if you go out there, bro, and you decide your body, your choice, and you sleep with someone and you get something, and then you bring it back to me, you know that, and it's, you know, life-threatening, that could be considered a crime. You can't just do that. You can't just be spreading disease. You can't just do all that. This here, this is a prenup type of thing. This is prenup. This can turn into something else. So that's what, see what I'm saying. Your body, your choice. Your choice, then you have to deal with your consequences. Mm-hmm. Your body, your choice, your consequence. Don't try to put it on everybody else. Don't try to say, oh, I did this because I was broke. Nope. Your body, your choice. You could have got a job at motherfucking Walmart. They pay.
Yep.
They pay. You decided to do this. So your body, your choice, your consequence. That's the fucking part that they don't tell these kids and these grown ass people that are fucking kids in their mind. Don't tell them there's a consequence for everything you do. And guess who's going to blame you? You. The cops don't want to hear shit. They want to, it's your fucking fault. Absolutely. There's no excuse. You conduct yourself. You are an adult. So if she applies for a job in a couple years and they see that she got an OnlyFans or they see this video online, this shit is online. It's forever.
Yep.
Your body,
that's
your
probably
choice,
why she resorted to doing it. She already has porn out there, so that's probably why she, you know, she resorted to doing this.
Yeah, but you know, she on a different name, a synonym, all of this shit. Now she got her whole fucking husband out there. Everybody know who this nigga is.
Man, yeah. Cause I just Googled her name and her shit came up. Like, came up, like it was a flood. Her whole, like, she got an IMDb, bro. But no, okay, I see what you're saying under my body, my choice. Cause like I said, I feel like she just threw that in as like a last resort argument. Like, it's just like one of those common sense arguments where you understand why the guy is mad and how this can easily be fixed. But when you throw that woman logic in there, my body, my choice, you know, you can't tell me what to do with my body. That's fine. But now that means you have to leave the house. And my thing about Joe Smith is he didn't make her leave the house. That's what should have been shown in the video. He should have put, I want to put my foot down. This has been happening so much. Will and Jada, the one chick, who's the actor brought who's on stage with Usher? Keke Palmer. What I mean? Yep. Like, they just keep, like these, just bringing the brothers down. And we're just supposed to just shut up and be, like, docile and humble. And be like, oh, okay. Like Eddie Murphy used to say, okay. You know, that's bullshit. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it because we bust our ass. This dude right here did what he was supposed to do, married his wife, has his children and everything like that. He's going broke. And you don't even sit down and talk to him about it. It's just straight up like, yo, I'm doing it. And then where's the money going? That's my thing. Like, if she's getting money from it, you're getting money and not telling me? Like, what? Don't get me wrong. Like, if you have your own checking account, your own savings account, that's one thing. But you're getting a whole buttload of money, buku racks. And you ain't splitting up with me? Oh, no, we got a problem. We got a definite problem then.
This is the reason why people start watching, I lost my whole train of thought. What's them dudes' names? Sorry. This is the reason why people watch Kevin Samuels. Yeah. This is the reason why a lot of men gravitate to that that dude that's from Jordan or wherever the fuck he's from, the guy from England. You know, talk top dog nigga, that dude. This is the reason why a lot of cats gravitate towards them, because there's a level of masculinity is always seen as toxic masculinity now. So when you're masculine or you argumentative in someone else's opinions, oh, you're toxic. But see, that's what happens. You don't have an even and out point. Women felt so demoralized and so, you know, oppressed that now that they have that power, men feel that away. So it's going to take a long time to become balanced scales. And I feel like you made a great example. Jada, Kiki Palmer, this shit right here. His whole thing would have been like, bitch, you don't get the fuck up out my house doing all that shit. Get the fuck out. If he would have acted like that, everybody would have turned on him. They would be like, oh, you could tell he's gorilla pimping exactly. He's beating her. That's exactly what would have happened. Yeah. So that's why he probably felt so like me, I would have took her phone and threw that shit. Oh, that's assault.
Right, yeah.
That's assault. But see, I don't give a fuck. It's the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you know what I mean? It's the difference. It's the difference. But that's sad, man. Like, you felt that way. You've seen that. And I feel the same way. Will Smith had to go on her book tour and say, I'm going to ride with her for life. And she was looking at him like, bitch, nigga, you dumb. Like, you gonna be emasculated like that? Be the poster boy for simping? Y'all motherfuckers need to wake up. But that's the reason why people go to Kevin Samuels. They go to that gorilla pimp shit. That's the reason why people do that. You keep asking.
Now, you brought that up. Let's talk about that for just a minute. People go to Kevin Samuels or Andrew Tate or whoever
people are. Andrew Tate. Appreciate it, bro. Damn.
But you go to them looking for something, right? Mm-hmm. Can masculinity be taught?
That's a really good question. You know how we like cats, like, you know, rapper dudes or whatever, niggas like me, they always be like, oh, I got my OG. That's basically where you're supposed to get all that shit from, my dog. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that the OG is disappearing. Like, either your OG or is like a terrible influence, so you on some dumb shit, or the OG is non-existent. So you go into Kevin Samuels and Andrew Tate like that for basic fundamentals about being a man, being masculine. And I'm so tired of motherfuckers turning that term into a negative. Yes, it is and can be and should be taught. It is not something you're born with. Masculinity don't mean being tough. It don't mean being a gangster. It don't mean being a thug. It don't mean carrying guns, fighting in the streets. It means none of that stuff. It doesn't. People think that's what it means, though. It don't mean putting your hands on women. What it means is very simple. Having a backbone and being able to give and receive feedback. That's all it is. Having the ability to be like, hey, yo, bro, you're not doing this right. Can you please tighten up?
Okay.
Bro, sis, now, baby. No, I don't like that. That's what it is. But people are scared to give it.
And well, we're scared to do it now. We're scared to do it now because society, social media says we can't do it towards women anymore, because just like you said, as long as they say masculinity, it's automatically toxic, and it's automatically back to those 40s and 50s where they used to like hit women in the face. And
we ain't trying to do none of that shit.
No, we're just trying to be like, yo, don't do this, don't do that. And it's the same, and it's not even like on some I'm in charge type shit. It's like, we're both adults. You should know this by now. Or I don't like doing this. Or, you know, like, this is a pet peeve of mine or whatever the case is. You know, we don't know how to just accept it like that anymore. It always has to be, oh, you're being mean to her or you're toxic. Everything is always toxic, toxic, toxic. And I'm like, nah, man, sometimes people just fuck up. And you want to say, yo, stop fucking up. And you get mad and you get angry. And it's like, yo, it's toxic. Like, no, I'm just a human with an attitude. I have an attitude because I'm sick of saying the same shit over and over again. And then when tempers flare, it's always the man's fault because you should have controlled yourself. It doesn't matter what the woman done, punch you in the face, make the OnlyFans, you're supposed to control yourself.
See,
I don't know where they're raising these self-controlled people from or where they're getting these self-controlled people from.
You're right. There is a level of self-control you got to have. You don't need to be, you know, put motherfucking guillotines and suplexes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Obviously. But the fact that people are afraid to have tough conversations with other people is maddening to me. It makes me feel like there's an issue within, like, being transparent within your relationship. If you married to somebody or you got a girl or, you know, dude or whatever the fuck you got going on, your person that you with, you're supposed to be open and honest with them. If not, then you get niggas like, you know what I'm saying? What's that nigga named? Armie Hammer? The motherfucker that was married with kids, but he was out there texting bitches trying to bite them and eat them and shit. And he was tying them up and doing all that Japanese rope shit to randos all over the United States. You know what I'm saying? And if he would have told his wife, like, hey, yo, I'm in the BDSM. You know what I'm saying? I like to do a tie and shit. Are you into it? She would have been like, no or yes. Oh. Well, there's
people that can't
been married for 30 years and that's what they're into. So what do you mean?
You can't bring everything to your significant other because you don't know how they're going to accept it or if they're going to accept it. So for one, you don't know if, like, let's say he is into the BDSM stuff. That's like if BDSM. He went to his wife, let's say he did. Okay, yes, BDSM. If he went to his wife, was like, yo, baby, this is what I like. And she's just like, ew, that's gross. Or maybe he just kind of like, kind of tapped her with it, like, oh, what do you think about this, baby? Oh, like, oh, no. So he's like, okay, she's not into the shit that I like. So what do you do then? You can't stop liking it. So you got to go elsewhere. I'm not saying it's right. But it's one of those things where you can't, sometimes you may have a sick fetish that you can't share with your significant other.
Why wouldn't you be with somebody where you can share it?
Maybe it's something that you picked up on down the line, especially as an actor in Hollywood. Like once you start Hollywooding,
that's,
you know, then, you know, you start getting into freakier shit. You start cheating.
But you know, scientifically, it always says that people's fetishes start at the age of mature, like when they start to become adults. So
that's
if you're 12, but 13, you can 14, still, that's usually your fetish.
And you could find more when you get older. That's not to say that they can't change, and that's not to say that you get turned into something different. Yeah. Right, yeah. But even if you do learn them at 14 and 15 years old, you still may not be comfortable with telling somebody, even if it is the person that you're with. You see what I'm saying?
I don't understand. So, no, because I feel like that's the reason why motherfuckers have problems. They get divorced constantly because they can't be honest with their significant other.
Right, because the other person,
that's your choice.
The wife may be like milk toast, dog. They'd be like, oh my God. They may just like missionary. In and out and complete. That's it, bro.
That's true. That's a lot of sex relationship.
But some people be want some weirdo shit. So where do you go to when you want some weirdo shit?
Y'all need to make that decision to stay together or not.
Okay, so because I like the weirdo shit, I got to peace out. We got to peace out then. You got to go. I got to go.
I'm sorry. It's either going to be y'all going to make a compromise where you try it. You allow that person to go ahead and do some polyamorous shit and go outside the, you know, relationship. Or y'all go ahead and break up. Because if you don't, repression is the main reason why we have so many problems in this fucking country. People are not obvious and they're not honest about who they really are. And you can't just hide.
You can't be. And you know what? You can't be. You can't be. And especially even if you don't get it from your wife, you'll get it from somebody else. I may be going off the topic a little bit, but you're going to get it from the rest of the world. Huh. So you can't be open and honest, bro.
I feel
you can't be as open and honest as you want to, bro. Just like we talked about Dwight Howard.
Hold on. We keep over talking each other. Go ahead.
It's like how I keep saying with Dwight Howard. Is he it's his business. It's his choice, like you said. But it's just, you know, it's the way that it came out. And now you're coming out. I hate when people come out and they're like, oh, who does it matter what I sleep with? La, la, la. I mean, it kind of does matter in a sense. It kind of does matter, you know. But it's kind of that same situation all over again. It's nobody's business, but when it's everybody's business, nobody wants to fuck with you anymore. And that's not cool, bro.
That's not
right.
You're right.
But if you keep your mouth shut, then they go keep fucking with you. They're going to keep spending their money on you, and you can still keep doing your thing.
So you don't think that shit going to come out? Because it seems to always come out. We don't come out in the wash, come out in the rinse. That's an old parable, it seems like it's going to eventually come out. So I'm just saying, like, if you want to be truly happy, why not? Like, tell the person that you're with, the closest person that you're with, this ain't your homeboy. This ain't your
because
partner.
They may tell
this
people
your significant other
because they may act like your homeboy or your partner. Or when you get into an argument, they try to throw this shit in your face, or You know, they may tell their homeboys or homegirls. Yes. Yeah. So they may tell their homeboys or homegirls or some shit like that. And now they're looking at you sideways. And like, there's so many different variables when you want to tell somebody everything about yourself, especially like your sexual needs or, you know, your experiences that you want to have.
And I think that this is connected because she could be a person that's getting off on just other people getting off on her. You know what I'm saying? Like people looking at the imagery of her satisfying herself or getting satisfied by another.
I don't get that from this.
I'm just saying it could. I mean, you have to have some type of psychological, not like an issue or anything, but like psychologically, when you're doing like sex acts and is in public, like, you know.
Well, psychological, but isn't it more freeing to be that open?
That could be part of it. Yeah, definitely. That could be part of it, being open with your body, your flaws, all of that stuff could be, you know, either like something that arouses you sexually, or it could just be her job. Like that could be some shit that she liked. But the reason why I think that this connects is because transparency would have definitely helped out this couple. If she would have been like, hey, yo, you know, we having money problems, my nigga. I can go back to the trap. The old trap is still open.
Never closed.
It worked in the past. And there's a whole new world. You can control it, baby. We can do all of this shit. We can even do it together. Like, and you know, niggas pride. Nah. She could have kept just talking to him about it. Hey, yo, you know, mortgage is due, daddy. Like, what's going to happen? Because now it's out there. That's all I'm saying. It's like, I think that transparency, if you're not going to have it with one person in this life, you should have it with the person you expect to spend the rest of your life.
Yes, you should. You should. But,
don't expect them to agree with you. Mm-hmm. Of course. You're right. Wayne, you are right. I don't expect them to always agree with what I say. Because I told Courtney about shit I like, and she didn't agree with all of it, and vice versa.
In your shoes, what do you do for the things that she doesn't do?
We make compromises on it. I try some things, she tries some things. We compromise, but it's not a total like, oh, you ain't doing that shit, fuck you. No, because then that becomes repressed. And then that repression is going to seep out. We got two people, bro, have too much opportunity to do shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You got phones, you got apps. Nigga, we got YFM Sports on Twitter. I got my own fucking Twitter. We got YFM Twitter. We got YFM Instagram. You know how easy it is to follow somebody? I got my own phone. You know how easy it is to download an app? Like, niggas don't got to know nothing. You can go to Walmart and get a phone right now for $30. Like, that's why people be cheating, because they trying to do shit instead of you being like, hey, yo, I want to try this. Whoop de whoop. Like, that's the problem, though. Motherfuckers are in relationships with people out of convenience. They're not in relationships with people out of, that's my homie. Love. That's also someone I'm in love with. Also someone I can be vulnerable with. They just doing it because they don't want to be lonely. That's really what's going on in this world.
You know what? I think that there's a difference between vulnerability and open and honesty. So I understand the same thing generally, but you can be vulnerable with someone and that be enough. But some things you may not want to tell. I don't want to get you fucked up, but I'm sure, like, you know, Court doesn't know every little thing about you, every little detail. There's some things that you may have like not wanted to say because you may be ashamed or embarrassed. No, you told her everything.
Yeah, I told her about everything I can think of that we've come up. Because you know me, I'm so honest, motherfuckers think I'm a liar.
You used to tell fibs back in the day, dog. You know what I mean?
You talk to my sister on 24/7 basis, basically. Every week, y'all conversate. And y'all got texts. It's nothing to ask. It's nothing to ask. And if I'm lying, and if I told you, and if I said it wasn't a joke, there you go. But 99% of the shit that I've ever said is real. Now, if I'm talking about some shit to be funny, that's different, nigga, of course. If I told you, like, yo, this nigga flew out the car, that happened. And you know what's funny? You can confirm that. Bro, that happened with Rita in the car.
That didn't happen, dog.
Rita was in a car. That's who I was driving.
Bro, you said somebody got hit on a motorcycle and flipped in the air and shit.
No. They was in their car and they got the car flipped. You can call Rita and ask her. You could text her. Ask her, like,
all right, wait. Did he fly out the car? Something happened where like somebody flew out the car.
Yeah, two women. The one girl flew out the car. We ran. We had to call the cops. All that bullshit happened. It was Jordans and blunt wraps all over the fucking place. That really happened. Well, and Sarita was right there. It was just me and Sarita.
Whoa.
You can ask her. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. So if I'm transparent like that with you, what you think I'm like with my spouse, bro?
Right. Yeah. But there's no like... I don't know, man. I know. I'm not telling you everything.
Of course, I don't expect you.
There's some things that I like that I'm not gonna let. I don't mean you personally. I just mean like the whoever I'm with. Like,
of course. There's some shit that you like that you. Yeah. And there's some shit that you won't know about me because you're not my motherfucking significant other. I expect like this level. Let's just say it like this, because not everyone's gonna be like me, like super duper open or whatever. But I will say I expect this. I expect that if I open up an OnlyFans, I'll tell my wife.
Yeah.
Can we just keep it like that?
Yeah, absolutely. How you? Cause somebody go find out and tell her. Like it's like
he said. He said a certain word. I ain't understand it. It wasn't a humbug, but he said I found out from somebody else or something. He said it like it wasn't her.
Junebug.
Like it wasn't an email.
He got it from Junebug. Cousin Junebug, nigga. Like everybody got a cousin Junebug or a cousin Scooter. That's
the worst way to find out some shit, dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You nasty cousin Junebug. Because you know he was on it. Like, what? Is that old girl?
He was on it for 15 hours. He probably subscribed.
Oh wow.
And then he comes to the family functions. These are black folk. People are going to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like this,
yo. That'll be the last time. That'll be the last time she gets to go to a family function, and my family function, man. We ain't riding with that, man. Especially if you didn't. Nah. It'd be different if you tell me. Then I know you don't know how to defend it against your family if you need to.
Like, hey,
you know?
Nigga, she making money. That's what you're gonna say. Like, she getting bread, nigga. You see, I got these new fucking Gucci's on. That's her, nigga. That's her money.
But you still need to prepare yourself for it, though.
Right.
You can't just allow him to prepare,
and at least prepare some. Nah, it's just, I feel you, man. Like, just wrapping this all up. If this is real, this is like counseling, mediation. That shit don't work. Divorce.
Nah, it's divorce. This is just divorce, dude. Because you know what? If it would have happened just me and you, cool. But the fact you had to record it, what are you recording it for? Like, why? What are you going to get by recording it? What was the point in all of that?
The recording thing makes me seem like you. The recording thing makes it seem like you in that. I need media, like I need attention type thing. You on that Kim Kardashian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is fine. Be on that Kim Kardashian, but that's Kim Kardashian better when she by herself. She better when she by herself. So just like if you want to be like that, just be by yourself, girl. Like you can take care of the bills. As we said, they breaking you off. I'm out. I feel you. I'll go ahead, you know what I'm saying, do my dribbling by myself.
Right.
So you might have a point. Cause that's.
So he may need to go ahead and sell that house, get him a nice small apartment, you know, just
hopefully the kids are cool.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully the kids are cool. Maybe he can get an assistant coach job on some type of NBA team or something. Like, I don't know what he's doing. Like, I don't know him like that, like what he's doing. But I would definitely say that this is another prime example of someone not letting someone lead in the relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say this, but she should have just let the man lead in this relationship. You know what I'm saying?
But what was he doing to lead? Like, how long did the situation go on before she was busting it open?
I got to take it. Yep. And you might be right. And that's the thing. We can always say that, like, men are supposed to lead. But if a man don't know how to lead, don't get mad when a woman take over.
Right.
Die. So sorry. That's what happens, bro. You gotta know how that's the one thing about being a man. Me and Courtney talk about this all the time. I be like, yo, y'all women always be like, oh, I would love to be a man. I'm gonna just stick my dick wherever I want. Being a man is whack sometimes. It's a lot. It's a lot, nigga. I gotta protect you. I gotta feed this motherfucker. I gotta work my ass off, feel an obligation to work my ass off. I gotta be the toughest nigga in the world, the smartest nigga in the world. I gotta know how to make money, how to invest money. This shit is tiring as fuck.
Yeah.
This shit is tiring as fuck. Anybody that want to be a man that's not a man is dumb. It's dumb.
Right. They're just thinking about their sexual needs, not their, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Because if I just say, you know what? I'm going back to school. I ain't working no more as the breadwinner. The fuck you think going to happen?
Right.
Like, we're going to lose. Everything going to change. Like, for real. Like, and then if a woman is a breadwinner, but you still trying to be a man that tries to lead, how much is she going to emasculate your ass? Is she going to let you do that? Then it's another problem. So...
And that's another thing that we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to treat you differently because we make more money. Women do that, though.
It happens all the time.
Women treat us horribly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. It does. Like, and it's fucked up. But guess what, though? A man can always find somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Joe Smith will be fine, man. Get back on your feet. Divorce her. Leave her. Somebody else will come along soon. It always does. Man. That's one thing.
Somebody
you've never
look
seen.
At her, look at him, and be like, "What?
Work? Like
somebody's gonna appreciate ain't got a
yeah.
What? What? Word. It's probably chicks hitting him up right now. I never do that shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Come on, man. All right, man. This was wonderful, man. I'm glad YFM is back. We can go ahead
this is fun.
Popping these off, making this long form content, making these podcast episodes and shit like this. Please let us know in the comments what you guys think. Cause this is a situation here, and I think me and Wayne said a lot of shit that can anger a lot of people. But my whole
That's fine.
Being honest as two African American men, being honest, certainly, you know, different like statuses and everything of that nature, different places, having our own opinions on it, it's good to have this type of communion because we learn from this, we build from this, you know, and we shape our lives. And the thing is that we share this out into the community with our own families after having these type of conversations. This dictates how we lead. And that's what I'm saying. Having an OG, having homies, you can have that. But if you don't got no fucking homies to bounce it off of, you're going to be lost, man. So make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. YFM.
Thank you. I appreciate it.